Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gonzo journalism is not my goal. But historically, long before Hunter S. Thompson coined that term, muckrakers going back 100 years ago or more would routinely end up in the story because they would go out and try to report on corporate and government and individual corruption and have people come after them, in many cases being imprisoned or killed. And when you live in an empire of lies and fraud, when you live in a panopticon of universal deceit, telling the truth, to paraphrase George Orwell, is a revolutionary act. And I knew Friday, when they started saying it was an anti-TSA person, I knew that I would be blamed by Saturday, and I was, and I've been too busy to call them back, plus what's the point, they'll write whatever they want. AP, Reuters, you name it, they've all been calling here yesterday and today. And I mean, I guess at some point you just don't call them back anymore because you know they'll just use it to act like they engaged in some type of journalistic research. And they just use you as a projection, as a screen to broadcast and project their lies onto you. You know, we've seen, and I've got Darren McBreen getting clips of this together right now, just this year, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, ABC News, the list goes on and on, do things like have a report on sexual cyber stalking. I don't have any history or any charges or any claims of sexual cyber stalking. I have no criminal record, period. There's no news stories about such a thing. I don't even use email. I'm almost a troglodyte. And with no proof, Bill O'Reilly says we've got to stop these online sexual perverts that are attacking women. And he cuts to an image of me ranting about the New World Order killing millions of people in Iraq, edits it out to make it sound like I'm talking about killing women. It'd be like if you had a report about Jeffrey Dahmer, and then you just cut to a clip of me for no reason, out of context. And they said I'm behind the Boston bombing. They said that I said Obama sent a tornado to Oklahoma City. I didn't say any such thing. They said I'm deeply racist. And look, I've had state-run media attack me for 18 years. I was being attacked by state-run media within 1 year of being on the air nationally. I was on Access Television and a local radio show, and they were so upset by it, they would come in and try to shut me down and actually got me thrown off the radio. The government came and threatened the station, and that ended up being in the newspapers. I mean, I've experienced DPS intelligence on my butt, state police when I was 22 years old. So I've already been through this a lot, but stuff people wouldn't believe. I'm not going to... I start thinking of all the stuff I've gone through. It's beyond any movie. I mean, it's ridiculous how truth is stranger than fiction. I feel like Roy Batty or something, and I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Fiery the angels fell, deep thunder rolled around their shores, burning with the fires of Orc. But the point is that it is that we are so accurate and so hitting the sweet spot, the missing scales on the dragon's belly, that they're all coming after us and now say there's a shadowy subculture that influenced the shooter. And then it cuts to me. And then it cuts back to the reporter, Diane Sawyer, and they're like, you're not allowed to kill people, Alex, is basically the message. And you know something? This is a good thing. It shows we're really hurting them bad. They'll be back. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwab's Teeth Whitening System. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? You bet I would. The good news is the PowerSwab's Teeth Whitening System is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. In fact, PowerSwab's whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and that's it. Oh, and better yet, unlike normal whiteners, Power Swabs remove stains from caps, crowns, and veneers. To try Power Swabs risk-free, call 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298. I guarantee your friends, family, and co-workers will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It began with the forging of the great rings. Three were given to the elves, immortal, wisest, and fairest of all beings. Seven to the dwarf lords, great miners and craftsmen of the mountain halls. And nine rings were gifted to the race of men who, above all else, desire power. For within these rings was bound the strength and will to govern each race. But they were all of them deceived, for another ring was made. In the land of Mordor, in the fires of Mount Doom, the Dark Lord Sauron forged in secret a master ring to control all others. And into this ring he poured his cruelty, his malice, and his will to dominate all life. One ring to rule them all.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Saying in World War II for fighter bomber pilots flying in over continental Europe and North Africa, they knew even in cloudy weather or when the factory and military sites were putting up smoke where to attack, because they would place flak in rings around the main target. And so you flew into the flak cloud, into the center of it, long before they had GPS, ladies and gentlemen, to then visually see the factories and bomb them. And it's when you're over the target that you've got the big guns firing at you. And I want to make something clear. InfoWars.com, myself, my whole crew, we are purposefully flying directly into the flak cloud. And it's when we draw the heavy flak that we know we're right over the target. Now, we've got the establishment super freaked out. Because they know that a lot of new media, alternative media, real media, and even some of the sub-level state-run media that's not fully under their control, it's more socially controlled by the types of folks they put in the positions, but they're not consciously globalist collaborators. They know that the info this show puts out becomes a map of the mind, becomes a guide wire, a trail of breadcrumbs for others to then go do their own research and discover more than I've discovered. All it takes is just barely investigating. You scratch anywhere and just tyranny pours out. Corruption, evil just oozes out. The whole world marvels at America's transformation in the last 20 years into this great tyranny, but you still have vestiges of the old republic simultaneously operating. It isn't like we're Tsarist Russia with a history of serfs and basically slaves taken over by an even greater slavery. So the people are already prepared for it. It isn't like Germany, very smart, hardworking folks, but a history of serfdom, slavery, and following orders, famously following orders. The best soldiers were Germans because they would march right into the gunfire when ordered to do so. They were purchased by the British and others for use against the American people here. When we were the colonies. America has been different, and it is because we are so evil and we are so good at the same time. We are swashbucklers. We come from freebooters. We come from pirates. We come from smugglers. We come from preachers. We come from slaves. We come from warriors. We come from inventors, trailblazers. And the future destiny of the world, many historians have pointed out, rests and hangs. Will evil succeed and take over and use America's might to establish a planetary world government? Or will this be the battleground of intellectual ideas where we seize the day and reverse the criminal tide? That is the great question. And I've studied basic military history. I've also studied not what you see in the news or on the History Channel about military maneuvers, but the secret police, the takeover arms, the purges, the way they establish these forces. I've studied this at a very deep level, probably more than even most top generals, because they're mainly focused on current force structure and fighting the last war and maintaining political status. I have read, no exaggeration, 500 history books, thousands of Smithsonian and other magazine articles about history from different perspectives. I have read probably 50 books on psychological warfare operations. I've read hundreds of public white papers and shown them to you here on air so you can read them, with different secret police operations. The better known are things like Operation Valkyrie, using a system like that to reverse engineer and bring down the tyrant. And so when I look at what's going on, I know multi moves out what they're planning and what they're going to do. And it's not very hard, by the way, once you get in this battle space and once you study the history of it and once you understand it, they're operating in 100% full view, and they're not like the Flash racing back and forth. It's in slow motion. We don't know the hour or the time that they launch their specific operations. We don't know which card they'll play, but we know all the cards in their hand. And that's why I need you, the listeners, to find all this just to show new listeners. The last month, I probably said 20 times on air or more, they're going to stage a mass shooting in a TSA line. They're going to stage that to then arm the TSA. We even did reports about it. And we need to have everybody that finds that upload it to YouTube and just say, Alex Jones predicts LAX shooting. Because I've been asking my crew for days, and they're they're just overwhelmed. It hasn't been dug up. But everyone knows I've said this. Everyone knows I've broken this down. I told you you're going to start seeing IED bombings around the country that'll be blamed on shadowy groups so they can never exactly find out who it is or stop it. And then that will be projected and blamed on the Tea Party, libertarians, conservatives, returning veterans, gun owners. This is a classic false flag operation. This has been done. This is in Army manuals that WikiLeaks released. The Army admitted it's a real manual, how to stage false flags. The U.S. Army's taught this. It's a fact, okay? Now, a false flag is you'll blow up a market if you're overwhelmed and blame it on your political enemy to try to get the entire town to turn to your Special Forces A-team to then lead them against the larger group that's coming in. And the argument is if you blow up five or six villagers and wound 20 or 30, you'll get 10,000 villagers behind you in the town. And then your argument is you're doing this so they don't turn to the greater evil of communism. And that is how the path of evil is basically accepted, is they good men are told we do horrible things for the greater good, but really you're just converting over to an authoritarian model as well. So they're very upset that the military listens to me. The power structure is absolutely tearing their hair out. And they don't like their own high-level operatives either, who are pretty compartmentalized and worldly and pretty much into their party time. They just carry out their operations as mercenaries. They don't like all this being openly discussed. We told you a month and a half ago there was a major purge in the brass. It's now all over the news today and confirmed. We're going to be getting into that. We told you there's missing nukes, folks. That's a real story. You think I like coming up here and saying that? That's just asking to be killed. But I have honor. I will report the truth. Why do you think they have all the COINTELPRO infighter operatives with all their government connections and backgrounds stirring up and attacking and saying I'm not real and I'm not legitimate? It's because, ladies and gentlemen, we are totally legitimate, completely honorable, completely real and upfront. And that's clear to anyone with discernment to know. We are 1776 reborn. You are 1776 reborn. There are good men and women in this world. And in the government, there are a lot of good people. This morning, I was talking to Paul Watson before I get to our top story and why I'm discussing this. And I said, I know you realize just how real all this is, that we've been absolutely spot on about the prognosis. It was hidden in plain view, and this is it. This is history. And I said, I'm glad you're committed, Watson. He said, no, I know. It's all real and then some. And we were mourning together as two men, mourning the fact that we are in a death battle with a giant globalist boa constrictor wrapped around us, squeezing the life out of this country to absolutely break this republic. Illegal spying, secret arrests, torture teams, FEMA camps. And folks, I don't tell you the truth about this to scare you. I tell it to you because you got to admit how much trouble we're in to turn this around. And that's why they hate us. They want just incrementally everybody to just go along with this, stage mass shootings at schools, TSA facilities to make them the victims, highway checkpoints. I mean, I can see right into what they're going to do. Plus, I see in the movies, the sitcoms, the dramas, and the drills they're doing. And I said just a few weeks ago, we even had an article about it. You heard me, listeners. I said over and over again. I said they keep saying they want to arm the TSA. They're afraid of a mass shooting. They're going to use that as the drill to have some informant or somebody who thinks they're part of a drill. And I've told police, they want to demonize police next. Well, that's coming next. So they go after the good cops and purge them. And military. I said, if you're in the military, if you're in domestic operations, do not be part of these drills. Say you're sick, refuse. Because, hey, they may have 100 drills until you go to one day, and you're going to be in a drill, and they're going to shoot you in the back of the head, and then they're going to shoot a bunch of people and say you did it. And looking at this first approximation, it's a false flag. Just like with Boston bombing, there was a drill. The police chief admitted in L.A. that we had a drill this just last week, and two guys behind him, I showed this 2 days ago on Sunday, grabbed their mouths like the two feds go, And now, again, I'm not even saying the police themselves are involved. You only need a couple people to do this. And again, it's declassified. They used drills to do this before. The hijackers on 9/11 thought they were part of a hijacking drill. Now, you could say it was a triple cross and that they were really Al-Qaeda operatives, whatever. The point is, they were CIA officers. The head of the Defense Language School went public, Colonel Butler.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
Gentlemen, I broke down some of the background of what's happening in this country. There is an authoritarian takeover of the Republic taking place, a designed program to bankrupt the nation and bring us into debt bondage, and it's all on record. And then meanwhile, we have a backdrop of Fast and Furious, our government funding Al-Qaeda, the Solyndra deals, all the scams, Obamacare being a giant fraud, and Obama comes out yesterday to a group of supporters, we're going to play this coming up, and says, I never said you could keep your health plan, even though we have 29 times on video, including a State of the Union. Meanwhile, that's not the news in the controlled state-run media. The news, it was almost like comedy last night. I was here at the office late night working, and I was watching CNN and MSNBC back and forth, and they were like breathlessly going, Rand Paul, the criminal, the plagiarist, he's so horrible. So I went and looked up what it was. And it was out of over 1,000 speeches, over 100 articles he's written. He paraphrased a quote, which is a paraphrase of something I've said, and what everybody says forever. We have the largest prison population in the world, bigger than China and Iran combined. And then there's statistics, and then they go, oh, look, that was once in a newspaper. Apologize, or he once gave a speech that had something similar. I mean, this is getting to be crazy land, ladies and gentlemen. It's not like it's Fareed Zarkaria, who like has whole paragraphs of someone else's speech and says it's his and is a writer. We're talking about giving speeches here. You've got manifest evil going on, manifest corruption. And the reason I mention that is it just shows how they sit up there with a bunch of their own people agreeing to try to create a false consensus, and they know exactly what they're doing. Now move into our top story up on Infowars.com. ABC News implicates Alex Jones in LAX shooting. This is ABC Nightly News. Here's the next one. Good Morning America depicts LAX gunman with grenade launcher. And they say, shouldn't we ban M16 rifles? When you can't even get an M16 rifle. It's an M4. They show a grenade launcher to make people think, like, oh, citizens have that. See how this works, folks? And all you got to do is have a drill and then start shooting people. Or if he was really mentally ill or something, because we always call for not having violence, not being offensive. They'll use that against us. Even if statistically you got a better chance of being killed by a honeybee than being shot by some patriot gun owner, they're still going to wave the bloody shirt and play the part of victims. Do not go out. I even said if they abuse people or if they attack you and it's on camera and out in the public, if you don't respond like Gandhi, they will lose. I'm really trying to be like Gandhi or Martin Luther King or Christ-like and say there's a time to fight and a time to not fight back. If they start mass roundups and start killing people and sending out death squads, then obviously you've got to. The best defense is good offense. But and this is all we've been talking about. You can see the scripting in every movie, every TV show, children's cartoons. Every week we do a report where on all these shows, the gun owners kill the cops, kill the children, and are racist terrorists. And anybody with a don't tread on me flag is a terrorist. So now the Marines are being told, get rid of it. The Navy SEALs are being told, don't use it. When they've been using it, the Army, the Navy, and the Marine Corps have been using the don't tread on me symbol for 230 plus years. In fact, the Don't Tread on Me predates the American flag and was a Virginia and also several other states militia flag. I mean, this is like banning the American flag. I'm going to go to break and give you the big story when we come back, but the Navy SEALs are having to take them off. The Marines are they're taking them out at bases because they have the politically correct authoritarian say, I'm offended by that flag. The original flag is red stripes and white stripes, predates the American flag, with a rattlesnake across it. That is one of the oldest Navy symbols in this country. In fact, if we research it, it was John Paul Jones adopted it after some of his first battles, you know, where he'd fight ships four times his size and would be sinking, and they'd say, surrender, and he'd say, I've only begun to fight, and would still defeat them. Well, the folks that have taken our country over, they say it's extremist, and they're banning it. This is an authoritarian communist takeover. We'll be right back with the big news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
So, if you just joined us, here is the bottom line. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I simply promote the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, due process, and basic liberty. Private property, family rights, states' rights, national sovereignty, transparency in government, stable monetary system, basic freedom. And I very clearly document what is completely apparent to everyone now who has any brain cells or who isn't living in Alice in Wonderland level denial, that we are going off the edge of a cliff into a tyrannical, authoritarian, kleptocratic death spiral. I mean, just look at everything that's happening. Look at the lies. And look at the government with Congress with a 10% approval rating. And the mainstream media with a, 16, 17% approval rating. And then they still sit up there, though, and act like anyone that sees through their fraud, 80-plus percent of us, Whether it's on the JFK assassination, the numbers are all the same. 85 to 90% of Americans do not believe the official story of anything anymore. And you shouldn't, from known liars. If you had a neighbor that you caught lying 50 times to you, would you still continue to associate with them and believe a word they said? And so they've got, of course, to pick me out. And we're going to put a piece together just showing the clips. Dermot Breen's doing it right now, maybe ready by the third hour, maybe the second, so I can show TV viewers, but also radio listeners can hear it, where Bill O'Reilly this year said, we have sexual predators using online computers and Facebook and Twitter to harass women. And it's horrible what they're doing to women. And it cuts to me in a clip talking about the globalist and how they are killing people overseas in wars and gearing up for it domestically. No relation. It'd be like if they were doing a report on the NFL and then you just cut into a clip of Neil Armstrong walking on the moon or something. I mean, it just totally bizarro world. Cuts to me and shows my face turn red. And I'm seeing this in movies and TV shows and everywhere. They'll just attack me in national comedy shows. And go, well, we're not like the racist Alex Jones, and then show no proof. And they're targeting the people that don't even really pay attention to news. They're targeting the general dumbed-down public, and it shows what disdain they have. Obama came out yesterday, and this is coming up, and said to his supporters in a speech, I never said you could keep your insurance. We're going to have to, you know, get rid of insurance if it doesn't cover what the government sets the standards for, which is what the insurance companies did. No, it's people with existing full coverage. It's doubling, tripling, quadrupling. Or more. Humana here in Texas, 539% increases for people that have never even used their insurance, families. And so, of course, they can't answer that. They're talking about having the Justice Department indict George Zimmerman now, just to create more racial division and to create that diversion. They shipped guns into Mexico. This came out. CBS News did their job, which was very strange, and you rarely see that, but the job CBS, and sometimes 60 Minutes actually does a good job because they know that's how you get viewers. Because it is a catch-22 for the system. Do you ever tell the truth and get viewers, or you just keep lying and have no viewers? I mean, so the point is that they shipped tens of thousands of guns into Mexico to then get deaths down there to trace the guns back in a deal with the Mexican government to then blame American gun owners. So, I mean, that's another false flag, folks. These are such criminals. They don't care about a dead TSA worker who I'm sad is dead. They don't care about the 6 wounded any more than they care about a million-plus dead Iraqis in the Gulf War. Gulf War II. That's an official Lancet, highly respected British medical journal accepted number. It's like 1.5 million last time I checked. It was 1.2 million 4 years ago. You think they care about you? They're working around the clock to literally not let Africa industrialize and get electricity. Obama goes there and says you're not allowed to have electricity, even though it will actually reduce their population because they'll stabilize. They want them to live in total squalor and have 10 kids, hoping 3 of them live. Came out in the official UN documents. It's a plan to reduce the development of those countries, not their population. It's the opposite of what they even say. It's so incredible how diabolical these people are. Obama trying to make Christian churches pay for abortions, trying to persecute the Tea Party and libertarians and conservatives and have the IRS arrest people and set them up in directives and caught lying. Oh, but they're not bad doing all these hundreds of admitted crimes and putting our military under NATO command and funding al-Qaeda and covering up Benghazi. No, Rand Paul is bad because he's a rising star and fought Obamacare and has been proven right, but they can't admit that. So it has to be, oh, my gosh, he might have in a speech plagiarized one line. Oh, my goodness, and forgot to attribute it. Oh, my goodness, goody, goody gumdrops. And I heard that one time he left the toothpaste cap off, and then, you know, and he only wiped his hind end 3 times one day as well. I mean, this is just, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is the dirtiest, meanest guy in the world. I know Rand Paul. He is literally a Boy Scout, but smart. They're scared of him. Same thing with Ted Cruz, folks. They are scared to death in all their inside documents, all their public admissions, that the Republican Party can be taken over by libertarians. They've got the Republican and Democratic leadership all lining up against them. And I told you, they're going to stage mass shootings and bombings. Folks, they could nuke a city and say the Tea Party did it with Al-Qaeda. You're like, that makes no sense. The Pentagon is training across the board for a Tea Party insurrection. Associated Press, Forbes, Washington Times, go read it. We broke it all. Army documents, their main enemy. You hear the Army call in. All they do is train to take on gun owners. All they do is train to break up families. All they do is train to cordon cities. All they do is train for treason. And the great byproduct of that is the military is the most awake group now. Next, who is it? It's the cops. Because the cops, most of them have military training. Especially they've been on the force 5-6 years. They know they're being lied to. They know they're targeting innocent people. They know they're told to not go after real criminals. They know, ladies and gentlemen, and they see the training they're getting where the founding fathers and gun owners are badmouthed. And they're not stupid compared to the general public. There are a lot of corrupt thug cops, a lot of bad people in there, just like the general public. But I'm telling you, as I criticize bad police behavior on the separate end, the police are the second most awake group out there. The second most awake, because they're not stupid, and they know what's being covered up, and they know all the stuff going on. They know about the false flags. They know about the drills at the marathon. They know, and everyone respects the truth deep down, and everyone knows it isn't like we sell out to this and it makes America better. It's not like we're selling out as a culture to something that's better. As a culture, we're selling out to poverty and tyranny and thug garbage. And so this is it. And I've told you, everyone's on edge. Everybody's freaked out. Everybody in business is freaking out. Everybody, every man, woman, and child I know says something's wrong. Everybody's on edge. It's not just the economic numbers. It's not just everyone in their gut knows the big change is about to happen. A giant communist takeover of America is now accelerating. It hasn't even started, folks. This is all just setting up the full mass attack, the full demonization, the death squads, the whole deal. They are lining up, and here's the thing. They are disorganized. They are being caught wide out in the open. We've absolutely decloaked them for 20 years, Liberty Movement for 50 years. The Liberty Movement in the last 20 has accelerated. Patriots, military mainly, former military and police, who were let in on the plans with the folks that blew the whistle. People like myself grabbed the ball historically and at an instinctive level to fight here in America as warriors for liberty. And we're ragtag, but we've developed in the field and have gotten stronger by fighting back. And we're in a strong position, and the enemy knows that. So they're afraid to not launch the full hammer, because they realize if they don't drop the hammer, folks, we're going to beat them. I can see historically all the lines converging. We're going to beat them. This isn't Russia. This isn't Germany. This isn't China. We may have been chemically attacked with the GMO and the bio and the fluoride and all the rest of it. And our IQs are dropping. They're hitting us hard. But let me tell you, folks, the instincts are still there. And there's a large portion of people that are resistant to this, and it actually makes us stronger. And the emergency transmission has gone out, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we are, is an emergency beacon. Just like they like the watchtowers of old when the enemy was seen afar off landing in ships to get ready. And we lit the watchtowers a long time ago, folks. And people said, oh, that's a false alarm. Now we've seen countries overrun. We've seen our culture overrun. We've seen everything. Now we know, and the battle is going on around us, and the enemies have seized the media, and they're up there saying, we are your friends. We are your friends. Lay down your arms. Go along with us. Don't listen to the enemy. You're a terrorist if you speak out against us. When they are over the top, completely obvious enemies, open military conquest. This is a military operation. The whole liberal thing with all the trendy chicks with the short hair and all that, it's total cover. Those are CIA, black op, mercenary, high-level Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Berkshire Hathaway, in meetings. It's come out, CIA, defense intel, foreign banks, in councils. I mean, they are running major operations against us. I mean, you're seeing it. America being taken down from within, and you're seeing the ghost of the republic, like the phoenix, begin to try to materialize, to reconstitute itself, because humans live once and die, but ideas can be reconstituted, reanimated, and not born again like a vampire or a zombie, born again, ladies and gentlemen, like Christ rising from the dead after 3 days, or like Lazarus coming out of the tomb. That's what this is really all about, because life regenerates. We have God on our side. The enemy pules in fear of us. They shake in fear of those of us that are not afraid and are committed. And believe me, they would absolutely love to destroy me, love to dig something up. They've got investigative reporters calling here every day, just pouring over any BS they can. And listen, I want my enemies to know something. If I'm destroyed, struck down, put in prison, I knew the course. I knew I was flying in to the flat cloud. I mean, just get that through your face. Get that through your brain. I'm not a coward like you, and I'm not insane enough to sit by while pure evil takes over. I know there's a war going on. I know exactly what I'm doing. Do you know what side you're on? Have you really looked in the mirror and decided forever, for eternity, you want to sign on to this? Better ask yourselves right now, folks, which side you're on, okay? You better, that's the most important decision. Your body means nothing. You better decide for your family, your children, and your soul. Which side of this equation, which side of history you're going to be on right now. I've made my decision. It's not a hard decision to make. Thank God I made this decision. Thank God I'm not part of the New World Order. Thank God. Better decide which side you're on. Now, all the evidence points towards a drill. We know there was a drill the week before. It looks like a drill that day. None of the story matches up. A guy in a TSA uniform, other shooters, the same MO. Boston bombing's 100% staged. We always get more intel down the road. I don't know. Regardless, it's tailor-made. They hype this enough, there's mentally ill people that will start attacking TSA lines. Now, I've already told you, never attack the TSA except verbally with the First Amendment. Now, I'm going to play a clip from ABC News. This is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, listen, they say there's a shadowy subculture that may be influencing people, and they cut to me saying, what kind of people want to go grope men, women, and children all day? So, see, we're all being taught we're guilty until proven innocent. They're rolling the TSA out at all proms, all events, kite festivals, highways. It's the end of our culture. It's beyond Nazi Germany in the scope of not what Hitler did, killing people. When it comes to checkpoints, they didn't do stuff at this level. I mean, this is an occupied country. And they always, I watched C-SPAN and saw Governor Ridge say in 2002, you'll have to go to the TSA to get a job. They're going to have highway checkpoints. Clinton put out a plan in 98. It's in my film, Police State 2000. I mean, they always said they were going to set up highway checkpoints and harden points and train us to not have any rights and then start coming in our houses. And now the Houston police chief says no warrants to go in houses randomly. I mean, I just read what they said they would do. I mean, I'm no military tactician here. I studied history. I know military takeovers when I see it. And it's in slow motion, thinking you can't recognize it and defeat it. But now it's coming towards the crescendo, the flashpoint. You can put a piece of paper next to a fire and it browns and crinkles and doesn't, and all of a sudden flashes into flame. Historically, we're at the flashpoint. But imagine, then they say, well, you know, even if you don't like the TSA and their thankless job, you don't have a right to kill people. Implying that those of us that criticized and had our free speech over oppression, that see now our speech caused death, so we're not allowed to have our speech. Let's go to that clip.
ABC News knows the last time Ciancia traveled abroad was 2006, when he took a trip to Japan. Today, Ciancia's family issued their first public statement.
We, like most Americans, are shocked and numbed by the tragic events of last Friday,
but offered no clues what could have prompted his spree. The TSA has a thankless job, enforcing procedures we all tolerate through gritted teeth, a popular target.
Bill kidding. Who else wants a job grunting men, women, and children all day?
Among some anti-government activists, the agency embodies a federal government that's too invasive, corrupt, and incompetent. But today, the U.S. Attorney General took strong exception.
No feelings about the government can possibly justify those kinds of actions.
In other words, it's no excuse for murder. David Wright, ABC News, LAN.
When we come back, I'll play the full clip with Diane Sawyer. But again, this is a guy who staged Fast and Furious. Holder, and I risk my life saying this, but we've had the witnesses that were in the building. We know the names of the FBI agents, all of it, okay? I've interviewed the cops that were death-threatened in their office by the FBI, like Don Browning, the head of the K-9 unit, who was there 1 minute after. He said, they told him, you and your wife are dead if you don't shut up. The attorney general was the deputy attorney general, and he bare minimum quarterbacked the cover-up that came out in federal court for the Trinity lawsuits. That's been in mainstream news. So let me tell you, I know who I'm going up against here. Everybody else better. Now, would they stage the LAX thing? They staged Fast and Furious. They staged Benghazi. They fund Al-Qaeda. They staged Oklahoma City. I've interviewed multiple witnesses like Jane Graham in the HUD who would use the stairway to get some exercise going to the ninth floor. And she was struck by how handsome the federal officers were planting the gray sticks of butter. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We know the names. We know the names. You understand that? We'll be right back. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Criticize the TSA sticking their hands down your pants. Jesse Ventura leaves the country because of it. The Airline Pilots Association says we're not going to fly, and strikes over having people grab their genitals every day when they're trusted to fly the aircraft. It's guilty until proven slave. It's our children being taught that the name father and mother is bad. Brown bags are being banned because they're racist. Children are being arrested for playing with green water guns in their backyard. They're trying to destroy the entire language. They're setting up secret police everywhere. They're buying billions of rounds of ammo. They're bad-mouthing the founding fathers to the U.S. Army. I mean, this government is totally illegitimate. And they're so naked in their aggression that they have Diane Sawyer come out. We're going to play the clipper in a moment and say they're shadowy subculture, acting like we're hiding. They always say, you're paranoid. No, I'm out in the open. I have courage. It's you guys that are so cowardly that you won't admit the government's out of control. I mean, the media defense, torture, secret arrest, warrantless wiretapping, is there nothing? The Obamacare site doesn't work, and they have MSNBC attacking me, saying I'm attacking the precious Obamacare? I mean, you people are like North Korean generals worshiping Kim Jong-un. The whole world is freaked out and scared of America and who's taking it over. Everyone's marveling at the fall of our republic. America's pretty much dead right now. And we've got to admit that happened. And I'm here saying, let's get our act together. Let's get back to a Bill of Rights and Constitution. And they're busy saying, oh, we're not worried about Al-Qaeda anymore. They work for us. It's the Tea Party. Homeland Security's for you. And I told you 11 years ago that was going to be the plan to go after patriots. I mean, they said on Saturday in all these newspapers, Alex Jones talks about a new world order. He made up the term, and there's no global government, and if you talk about a world government, it means you want to kill people. While world government's being announced publicly in all the major newspapers, corporate world government, we're not allowed to say, hey, I don't want world government. You're not going to kill anybody, are you? Somebody's going to come in and shoot TSA. Just, we're having drills. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Oh, it can happen. Alex, it's your fault. I told you it was coming. What are we going to do? We can't let these people like Alex Jones cause a mass shooting. I mean, it's a, you know, he's behind the Boston bombing, too, and he's deeply racist. And he, I mean, this is what they're saying, folks, and why? Why? Because I'm not afraid to tell the truth, because I understand who these people are. I'm freaked out, willing to sacrifice my life to try to beat these people. And all you have to do is wake up and admit this is happening and speak out. We'll be able to take these folks down. I'd be willing to give the globalists amnesty if they would just leave and exile. You know, with, they can keep 10% of their stolen money. Just, you know, that's only $100 trillion or so. Just leave, 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 leave. Go to some place and just vampire off each other. I don't want a war. I don't want a civil war. But my God, you people teach 11-year-old girls death education, teach them how to commit suicide. You're the enemy. I mean, you've got to be opposed. You want to be able to have 10-year-olds or 11-year-olds have abortions without parental consent and take vaccines. I mean, you people are scum. So, you know, I think I'm here in the final equation just so people joining evil can't say they weren't warned and weren't told. And I mean, that's really it. I mean, you guys know what you're doing. Let's go out to break with Diane Sawyer talking about a shadowy group. Go ahead and play the clip.
And now we head out west to Los Angeles and the news on the airport shooter. Tonight there are urgent calls for more airport security at LAX and airports across the country, as investigators are studying a shadowy subculture which may have encouraged a disturbed young man.
Right, we're going to go to break. And now they're saying if you criticize him, you may have to be arrested, because see, now suddenly we're all the terrorists. See, now it's like a military holding pen where they're looking for Tea Party when you fly.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.